Some rural school districts with declining enrollment have faced fiscal problems. Gary Sherman's a Democrat who represents the northernmost part of Wisconsin. He says a half dozen school districts in his area are what he calls endangered, and he warns it's not an isolated situation.
We're the canary in the coal mine. We're the cutting edge of a problem that's going to hit everybody.
Democrats and educators are calling for a change in the state school funding formula. The current system is based heavily on property taxes and is distributed according to number of students. They say there are plenty of alternative proposals out there to choose from. However, Racine Representative John Lehman says there appears to be lack of will to act. He and other Democrats blame the Republican majority for concentrating on social issues like gay marriage instead of education funding.
I can't conclude anything more than that's just a legislature burying the head in the sand of an important issue that needs to be dealt with.
Changing the school formula will require changing some minds. Republican Luther Olson chairs the Senate Education Committee. He supports limits on school spending and thinks, for the most part, schools are getting enough state aid.
We do have a good school funding formula. In fact, we don't go to court, where a lot of states do. We have a tight spending. We spend, I believe, an adequate amount of money.
A team of UW education researchers is preparing a study on school funding and what's considered adequate. An initial report will be out in July. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.